Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I am joined today by an escapee from the School of Foe. This is Mr. Joel Henry.
Yeah, I've managed to get out of detention for a change.
Hello, Joel.
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And I'm also joined by a man who is probably a worse hobby whore than me, to tell you the truth. It's Mr. Liam Hall.
Hello. I would very much like to say that's not the case, but I can't.
But you can't, can you? You even get sucked into the mantic stuff, and I never get sucked into that.
Oh, that's a low blow. you cut me deep, sir.
But it's true.
It is.
So, it's very nice to speak to you guys.
Nice to be here.
And I've got the chaps on today because they have a hankering to tell me about a new game that I know absolutely nothing about. Apart from the fact that it has ninja dinosaurs, I've just been informed. So why don't you chaps take it away and then I'll ask intelligent and pithy questions.
Oh, SPUS, so go for the pithy. Smash Up is the game. It's a card game, and I picked it up at Vapor back in February. As a card games go, there's a base that you can buy, and there's some expansions you can buy later on. But the actual base game's fairly cheap. How much it goes? About £25, is it, William?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. And in there, you get 8 decks of cards, each one with 20 cards in it. And they're all themed for particular sci-fi or geeky or just, you know, wonderful tropes. So you have a ninja's deck, a dinosaur's deck, you have a zombies, because you got to have zombies in there somewhere, pirates are in there, you have tricksters who are like leprechauns and stuff, and brownies and pixies. What else have we got, William?
You've got wizards.
Oh yeah, the wizards.
You've got to have wizards, some robots. And you've also got aliens as well.
You do.
And then with the other expansions, they bring in other different decks that you can add into the mix as well. So you've got bear cavalry and spies and
steampunks
and ghosts and steampunks and
zombies, vampires, everything. Werewolves are all in there. Basically, it's something for all tastes.
I think the best bit about this is you've got all these different themes, and the clue's kind of in the name. The way you play this is out of the base set, you can play 2 to 4 players. It's probably best with 3 or 4. Two is good, but it's probably best at 3 or more. And each person takes 2 of the decks, so you separate them all out, put them face down, randomly pick 2 decks, shuffle them together. So that's where you get into the wacky combinations of wizard robots and ninja pirates and dinosaur zombies.
So each set of cards or deck has a particular theme. So there is a ninja deck that just has ninja cards.
Yes.
In it. It's when you cycle the decks together. That's when you get these massive crossovers.
Yes. And it's good because it gives you every game will give you a different combination. So the decks are themed around so the pirates, they'll play in a particular way, the ninjas will play in a particular way, and when you mash them together, you can get some really odd combos. And when you play it again, if you pair the ninjas up with the dinosaurs, you'll have a different feel to how they play again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every deck's got its own sort of mechanic. So, for example, the pirates excel at moving around on boats, and the ninjas excel in sort of like assassination and killing off opposing minions. Things like the aliens are good at beaming people up and down from the world, sort of messing about with what's on the board and what isn't. There's teleporters and disintegrators and the like. All the cards have wonderful artwork on them. They're all very cartoony and very very much in the themes of what they're going for. And they've all got kind of slightly comedy names on it as well for some of the bits and pieces. It's just attests to the humour of the game. For example, in the Bear Cavalry deck, one of their minions is called a Cub Scout. which I just kind of like. And in there's cyborg enhanced apes in one, and there's one there called Furious George.
You got Laser-a-tops and dinosaurs, armored stegos, war raptors.
Yeah. You name it, it's in there somewhere. You got a saucy wench for the pirates.
Can't go wrong with a saucy wench.
So we've heard. So they're the themes. And playing this game, I think the good thing about this is this game is incredibly simple to play. It's got a very simple mechanic, but the rules give you a different feel every time. So you shuffle your decks together, make sure they're all shuffled nicely, and then each player draws five cards for their hand. You then have a series of base location cards that get played out in the middle of the table. So it will be the number of players plus one. We can cover those off in a minute. Playing the game is really simple. When you start your turn, you can play one minion card and one action. So each deck has 20 cards, and you'll have various minions and various actions. And it's that straightforward. You'll play a minion on one of the location cards, and some of them will have abilities that you play when they come in. So it could make them more powerful. It could have something that comes into effect later on in the game, or it could allow you to play extra cards on top of what you would be able to. And then the same with an action. You can also play an action card. They might allow you to play extra minions, draw more cards. So the wizard deck, for example, the actions are all about siphoning through your deck to get as many cards through as possible, and playing lots of different cards. Then you try and see if any of the bases have been scored, and then you draw two cards, and then play goes over to the next person, and you carry on back and forth. The idea of the game is to score the bases that are in the middle and get 15 victory points.
Right, just explain what the bases are, Liam.
So, the bases are, they're little location cards, and they have, each one differs slightly in that they offer different victory points. And some might be easier to capture than the others. So when you place your minions down on a base, every minion has a power level. So the average is 2, but you can get ones up to 7, and then you can get cards that you can play that can make them stronger. When the total power on every player on that base equals the base value, then you score that base.
Right. Okay.
And then whoever's got the most power in the base will score the top victory points, and then second and third. And if there's four people, nothing happens. And then each base has a different special rule. So it might happen when it's scored, or it might happen in between as that base is active. And then once that's scored, all of the cards that are there get discarded unless they've got a special rule that allows them to hang around. And then you draw a new base and you carry on playing round.
Okay, so let me see if let me make sure I understand. I have a hand of cards.
Yep.
I play a card on a base.
Yep.
Then play passes to my opponents. They play a card on my base.
You draw two cards at the end of your turn as well.
Okay. That's right, because I've got a hand of 5 cards.
Yep.
And then once the total number of power on a particular base reaches its level, and that's all the players' cards added together. So if ever a player played all their cards onto the same base, that would very quickly get captured, but only one person gets the top victory points.
Unless their scores are tied on power level, then you share the top victory points.
Right, okay.
So there's several effects that can come in. That when your opponent plays a card, or the base is about to blow, there are some cards that have a special, which allows them to be played as a base is scoring, which could either destroy a minion or add a minion to it, or make some changes to people's maths.
Right, okay.
And the bases score in the active player's turns. There's always a chance for the player to play, because the thing with some of the bases is that they all score slightly differently. So there are some where it actually, being a runner-up, so having the second highest power, gets you more victory points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There's also a card that scores no victory points for anybody. However, the special rule is when it scores, you get one victory point for every minion that you have on that base. So if you're able to get lots of minions on there, you'll get more victory points.
Right.
And although you can only technically play two cards every turn, the abilities on some of the cards can allow you to play a whole lot more. So it can quickly become quite fast and furious. Yes. When you play. So games can last anywhere between 15 minutes and probably up to half an hour.
Yes, yeah. Quite about that. For three or four players.
Okay.
And I'd say they've released about four or five expansions for this now, including a Cthulhu-themed one. The one that was called the Pretty Pretty expansion, which is princesses and kitty cats and fairies and mythic horses, like unicorns and My Little Ponies type things. So they've got, you know, that kind of random stuff all the way to Cthulhu. Yeah. So it's covering a whole range of sort of geeky genres, as it were.
Okay.
Yeah, the cards themselves look beautiful. The combinations you can come up with can actually, when you start seeing what you've got in your hand, you can start making some rather cool stuff happening. And as you spot the combos, there's a lot of intense pleasure you get just from realizing stuff you can pull off because you happen to have, you know, these particular two decks together this time.
Right. So how many decks do you get in the base set?
Eight.
Yeah.
All right, so there is a lot of possible combinations.
Yes,
just in the base.
Yeah, and some combinations. I mean, some people struggle to get their head around it is some of the combinations are harder to spot than others.
Yeah.
Right.
So depending on which decks you get, you might find a much easier combo to look through your hand and go, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's really good. But there are combos in each of them.
Okay. And how long does a game take to play?
I'd say about 15 minutes to half an hour.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the perfect sort of in-between games or, you know, end-of-night game, or just to mess about with your mates.
Right, so explain to me how the combos work. So what makes up a card?
Okay. On Minion, for example... you'll simply have the word minion written at the top of it. It'll have a number, which is the power level of that minion. And it'll have a box at the bottom that would say its ability. For example, we'll take an example of the War Raptor. The War Raptor is a dinosaur card. It's got a power level of 2, but it has an ability that says this War Raptor gains +1 power for every War Raptor on this base, including itself. So if you're putting two War Raptors there, they're both going to be power level 4. If you get three, they're going to add up to power level 15 on the base. And it's going to get bigger and bigger very quickly. So that would only combo with itself and other War Raptors. But there are other things, like the robots, that do things slightly differently.
Right.
The robots are all about little cheap minions. And they can often they have abilities that let you to play another cheap minion. And which you can play another one, which you play another cheap minion. So lots of robots can dash with sort of building each other. And then you have abilities that trigger you to give you +1 power for every robot you have in play, kind of thing. Now, that's if you combine there is one that makes all your minions considered robots as well. So if you had the dinosaurs and the robots as a team, and you played this robot card that makes everybody considered a robot and +1 power for every robot you had, your dinosaurs, which tend to be big, chunky minions anyway, get a huge power boost. And it can really start throwing the maths off, score your bases quickly.
Right, okay.
And if you take...
And how many bases do you play with?
You in play at any one time, there's one more than the number of players playing the game.
Right, okay.
And there's a huge stack of them you just keep cycling through. And they're all themed for the various decks as well. So there's a couple of ninja-themed bases, which the ninjas do quite well at. And there's a couple of zombie-themed bases, where the zombies are quite good at. But you never know what you're going to pull out.
Okay. And do the bases have... So the bases have special rules as well. We've already discussed that.
Yeah. And so, you know, all the decks have different kind of mechanics as well that go with this. So, as William said, the wizards are good at cycling through the hand. The dinosaurs is all about big stompy creatures. The aliens is all about, you know, moving things around bases. The steampunks are very good at building things onto bases and sort of having inventions there that means that things that played onto the base benefit them, or they can do extra abilities where the other players can't. The time travelers don't go to the discard pile so much, they cycle back into the deck and keep coming back. The zombies are, when the things are in the discard pile, they can be played out of the discard pile, so they keep coming back from the dead. So they've got kind of themey rules that go around each deck. But zombie dinosaurs, for example, allows you to bring things, dinosaurs, back from the dead. Awesome.
Cool. So, what do you need to play?
Three wooing nerds. And the base set is fine.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The expansions, whilst they add extra flavour and themes, aren't necessary until you've played it a little bit. You get your box with some lovely artwork, I must admit, but the box itself is ridiculously big considering the fact that there's only about 100 cards in here. So pile them all together, they'll quite easily fit in one or two Ultra Pro deck boxes, so nice and easy for you to take it around if you're going to a tournament and breaking it out in between rounds. But yeah, base set, and that's all you need to get going.
Yeah, and the box is as big as it is, so it could fit in all the extra expansions you might want to buy. Except for the fact of making so many expansions, they now have a big geeky box, which you'll fit even more in. Which I kind of have a deck of. Because I'm up to every expansion except the Cthulhu ones, so I think I'm up to... Well, I have no idea what the number of combinations is now I can make. 8, 16, 20, 24, 25, 26 different factions now rather than 8.
Okay, so what? So the expansions we've got... Sorry, I'm looking it up, you see. So, awesome level 9000.
Yeah. She's cyborg apes, shapeshifters, super spies, and steampunks.
Okay. Science fiction double feature.
Which is the time travelers, the cyber apes. I'm going to get these two wrong. What's the next two?
In that one?
Yeah.
I don't know. Time travelers, cyborg apes, super spies, and shapeshifters.
Yeah, that's the one. That's right.
Smash up pretty.
Which is the most awesome, funny expansion yet. You got Kitty Cats, you got the Princesses, which are, the Princesses are actually a very interesting deck because almost all the other decks are 10 minions, 10 actions, but the Princesses aren't. All they have is 6 minions in there, and they are the 6 Princesses. So you've got the one from Frozen, you've got Cinderella, Sweeping Beauty.
Right.
And they're all high powerful minions, but they're all about the actions in that deck.
Okay. The obligatory Cthulhu expansion.
Yes, with all the madnessy type monsters in, and your university and your inn's mouth stuff and your demons.
Yeah, crazy Cthulhu cultists, fishy inn's mouth locals, horrifying elder things, and good old Misatonic University members.
Yep.
The fighting cephalopods. Okay. What are there others?
There is a Monster Mash expansion, which is...
Oh, yeah, no, I skipped over that one.
Giant ants, mad scientists, vampires, and werewolves. As well.
So, pricing on Amazon has the base game at £21.09.
Bargain.
That's with Prime delivery. Apparently there are... It's available to a lower price for that Prime delivery from other sellers.
And the expansions themselves, I think the expansions range anywhere between £11.99 and £16.99 at retail.
Yeah, that seems to be about the right thing. So which expansion would you buy first? Or wouldn't you? Or would you just buy the base game, play the base game, and then go?
I would probably say buy the base game first. Give it a play, get a feel for it, because it is a different kind of card game, and it probably won't be to everyone's liking because of some of the quirky mechanics. Some people like those sorts of card games are a bit more straightforward. But the good thing with the expansions are they are themed. So
yeah.
Depending on what you like to add to it.
Okay. So it says ages 12 plus on the old description. Would you say that you could play lower than that?
Yeah, my 9-year-old Ethan absolutely loves this game. And I played it with other, like, 7, 8, 9-year-olds too, and they've gone on with it absolutely fine.
And I'm sure you can introduce this to spoons.
Yeah. I say this Griggs can cope with it. And it's because this is going firm favourite when we've had an odd number at the club, so can't get, say, an even number of two-player games going.
Yeah.
That we break up, smash up, and just enjoy ourselves for a few hours. Yeah, it's that kind of game you just can.
Cool. So, mark out of 10?
Solid 8.5.
8.5.
Okay. I'd go for an 8.
An 8? So that's still very good. Okay. Cool. Well, I may have just bought a copy.
and
you say I've got issues.
Just because you have issues doesn't mean that I don't have issues as well.
And our work is done.
We shall see.
Yes.
We shall try. I shall try it out for the children. See, talking with Joel is always very expensive for me because... Look at Crossmaster.
I think I'm as bad an influence as you are as you ever are on me.
Yeah, you are a bad influence. That's what I'm saying.
You're just as bad.
No, I'm never bad. Okay. So, well, thanks, chaps.
Oh, pleasure.
That sounds pretty interesting, actually. And I do like the look of the art, I must admit. Okay. Well, I think that's probably it for this episode. Look, an episode on time and everything. So, until next time, I've been Mike.
I've been Joel.
And I've been Liam.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.